here's a story from The World.
In order to preserve history, you first need to record it. Throughout historical scholarship, many voices and perspectives are left out or become oversimplified. Researchers at the University of Toronto want to make sure the lives of Muslims in Canada are not omitted, their full lives, that is. The World's Bianca Hillier explains.
Nadia Hassan was a teenager when her family moved from Karachi, Pakistan to Winnipeg, Canada. As a Muslim family, she says it was immediately difficult to integrate into the community.
It was a real struggle, especially for my parents, to be acknowledged for not just their skills and like their employability, but just as people who have something to offer to society.
A specific challenge Nadia remembers is not being able to find halal food nearby.
The halal food struggles are real. It's tough. It takes over your life in a different way.
This was a struggle none of Nadia's Canadian friends were talking about or even knew about. It all felt isolating. In hindsight, she knows what would have helped.
Had I at that point been able to see a representation of that struggle, like of the immigrant struggle, of the Muslim struggle, it would have been a very different experience for me to even feel like, hey, this is okay. And this is, you know, a normal part of adjusting to a new city.
More than two decades later, that representation of Muslim lives in Canada still does not exist. Nadia says these gaps in records have been filled in with harmful narratives.
Tropes of violent extremism and terrorism, someone perceiving you as foreign, as an oppressor or an oppressed individual.
Those perceptions are pervasive, but a team at the University of Toronto is working to disrupt them.
For me, just as a Muslim myself, I want to make sure that my stories and my lived experiences are represented, are known.
Mosca Roquet is a research fellow at the university's Institute of Islamic Studies. She and the institute's director, Anwar Iman, are leading the charge to create the Muslims in Canada Archive. It'll be a collection of documents, artifacts, and multimedia that aims to capture all aspects of Muslim life across the country, not just the moments that make headline news.
The day-to-day that characterize our lives. We can talk about the ordinary. We can talk about the extraordinary, but both are part of anyone's life in any place they live.
To tell those stories, Anwar and his team are looking for objects that may seem pretty mundane. Meeting minutes, grocery lists, postcards, plus items that future generations won't even recognize, like a floppy disk or an 8-track tape. But Anwar says they are also hoping to gather more personal pieces, like diaries and home videos.
One person even talked about a video of the day she converted to Islam.
As you can imagine, some of these things can be tough to part with. They're vital parts of people's lives. Anwar adds that it can be hard to ask for these donations from immigrant and refugee families.
You're dealing with that prototypical story of coming to Canada with one or two suitcases and $200 in your pocket. My family was that story. Mosca's family was that story. So when you're dealing with families like that, it's hard to get them to the idea of giving away their things because they don't have a lot from that early period to begin with.
For this reason, the Muslims in Canada Archive is kind of redefining what an archive can be. Researchers hope to create a more inclusive and robust collection by digitizing donations and having people record their stories in an audio format. Still, there are legitimate trust issues. Nadia Hassan, who's now an executive at the National Council of Canadian Muslims, understands why.
It's just kind of this real uncertainty about trusting that anyone would be able to take their materials and do it justice or treat it with the kind of honor and honesty that they would want.
Mosca Roquet from the University of Toronto says that's why she and Anwar are taking time to build relationships with Muslim families. Many are ready to donate, but others say they'll be better prepared one day down the road so that their stories won't be forgotten. And 20, 50, 200 years from today, people will know about the rich and diverse lives of Muslims in Canada. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.